Okay, so I had something happen yesterday, and I'm still freaked out about it. And, Han, I think you need to take the garbage bag that's in the kitchen and just get it outside right now. And let me ask your opinion.
I'm worried.
If you're
in there.
Rabid clams.
Okay.
The clams are back.
Okay, so I went outside yesterday, grabbed 4 or 5 Amazon packages near the garage door. I bring them in, and now I start to sort. We have a small, like, breakfast nook table,
And
that's where we put our Amazon packages. We don't put them on anywhere in the kitchen where we eat. We just, this is the table where
the Amazon
mail.
Table.
The, yeah, okay. Right. So I start sorting out the packages. All right, this one's for me. This one's for Jennifer. And I see one, and I'm like, oh, there's a dead bug on it. And I'm like, is that a cockroach? And as I say that, I see the antenna start to move. I'm like,
it's alive.
I start walking and it starts crawling across the package. I'm like, this guy's going to jump now.
Yep.
So I drop the package, stomp on it.
Smart.
Which isn't what you're not supposed to do.
Oh, you're not supposed to.
No, because they
not
could
indoors.
Have. Because they could have eggs on their back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh.
So I have these old slippers that Jennifer's been wanting me to get rid of. I happen to have them on while I stomped this bug. I stomped them on the package, not on the floor.
Oh.
Is it in the house?
In the house.
Oh, no.
What kind of floor? Was it hardwood or carpet?
The tile.
Tile. Okay, that's not as bad. All right.
Okay. So I take the slipper off. I take the package up. I grab all the packages. I carry them all outside. I have one slipper on my foot. I walk all the way around to the patio in the back because there's a garbage can back there.
Yeah.
Of course, today's the day where my garbage cans are down the bottom of the street.
Right. Oh.
I was going to walk down there with one slipper, but there were kids down there, and I'm like, nah, I don't want to have to explain this to the children.
Crazy Mr. Chaz is wandering around with one shoe.
One shoe, and he's sorting garbage out over the packages over the garbage. So I walk in the back. I got a garbage can back there, so I throw all the I take everything out of the packages. I throw the packages in the garbage can. The slippers go in the garbage can.
There you go.
Close the garbage can. I come back in, and then I douse that floor, that section of the floor. But was that enough? Does anyone know?
What did you spray?
Yeah, that's important.
This is what I couldn't. Here's the problem.
Jen, be concerned, Jen.
I couldn't find Clorox.
Oh, no. What did you?
It's in the bathroom.
Okay.
So what did you use?
Ajax.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
That's bleach?
Yeah, that's got bleach in it. You're good. I think that's good.
All right. If there are any professionals listening who could help
we
me.
We definitely
here.
Need
professionals. But, the paper towels that I wiped that part of the floor with.
Oh, Ted, come on.
What was I supposed to do? Walk down the hill with the children? Just take that garbage bag and just throw it outside.
The whole thing's got to go. Put it outside.
Yeah.
So that's been stewing in our kitchen garbage all night.
I don't know what to tell you. Just get the garbage out of the house.
All cockroaches and country music, you know? Jeez.
All right, Ken, are you there?
I'm right here, my friend.
Okay. All right. This is what happened. So I picked up my Amazon packages outside yesterday.
Yep.
Carry them in. Sorting them out. I look. Yep. I see what I think is a dead bug. As I'm looking at it, I'm like, I think it's a cockroach.
Okay.
Just as I think that, it starts to move.
Okay.
I'm like, uh-oh. So I start walking towards the door. And now it starts to move more.
Okay.
And so I put it down on the ground. I stomp on it with my slipper. So it's on the package still. Smushed on the package.
I could use a good man like you with a good foot.
All right.
Second job.
I take my slipper off so I'm not tracking the guts across the kitchen floor. I pick up all the packages. I go outside. I sort them out, get them in the garbage. And my slippers go in the garbage. Then I come back and I use Ajax around that spot where I did the smushing.
The splat.
And then I clean up the Ajax with paper towels and then stupidly put the paper towels in my kitchen garbage can. Any problems?
Nah, not at all. What'd you do with the other packages?
All of them? So I inspected them all.
Okay.
And the one that got the smush went in the garbage can. Okay.
Good.
All right. The other ones I inspected, and there was nothing on them, so I brought them back in.
You got to be careful where you buy your sex toys at.
Hey, I'm no P. Diddy. I'm not like, it's not like 787 of them. You know, it's only a few here and there.
This could turn into a lawsuit, you know.
It was one box, Ken.
So what do you think? Good?
You know something? If you open the other boxes outside,
yes,
you saw nothing, I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Yeah, okay, great.
You know something? The other thing is you can send me a picture of the smush. You know, some, or next time that you see something, take a quick picture and send it to me. I can tell you exactly what it is. It probably extends the infestation, if there is an infestation.
Okay.
At this point, I think you did all the right things. Like I said, I could use a good man like you.
It's a rubber garbage. It's like one of those Rubbermaid garbage cans with the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The lid. And it's out in the backyard. Like those babies, if they hatch in the garbage can, they're not going to come crawling outside and say, hey, that house over there looks warm. Let's go inside there.
Yeah. Every Utica egg sack on a roach has up to, you know, 52. And, you know, some many of them survive. But in the case where you smashed it, I don't think there's going to be an issue. You probably smashed all the eggs. If it was a female, that's a big if. So I think you did, you know, all the right things under the circumstances, and you're probably in good shape.
All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I feel
good. Yeah, you're welcome. I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, so I go get my sex toys from the same place, then.
What's that?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. It's Ken from Eliminate 'Em Pest Control. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, listen, you guys call anytime, and God bless you, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Mayor Vinny Cerrone of Wallingford on the phone. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good.
But here we're here to talk about principals and pigs, right?
Yes, principals kissing pigs in Wallingford. What's going on over there?
So the principals gave a challenge to students at Moran Middle School to raise $30,000 for cancer-related charities. And the children succeeded. They raised over $30,000.
Good for them.
Wow.
And the principal said, if you raise over $30,000, we'll kiss a pig. So Zola the pig is going to go visit Moran Middle School and give out kisses.
Is there any potential of a disease being transferred from a pig to a human?
We're not, you know.
This is paranoid.
We're not starting another pandemic here.
Puff and mouth, or I don't know, something. Is snout. There any potential of a problem there?
Snout on mouth, yeah.
I know Zola's family very well, and you know, she's more like a dog than you would think of. So I suppose if dogs can transmit diseases, then perhaps Zola can too.
And who are the principals that are going to do this?
Oh, geez. You can ask me to come up with names.
I think it's Mr. Dan Bologna.
Yes.
Okay. And that's Bologna, not Bologna?
Sounds good.
Okay.
My principal has a last name.
And then it's Principal Joe Piacentini.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. How much would it cost... Or how much would we have to raise for the Chasnay J toy drive for the mayor to kiss a pig at the toy drive?
Ooh.
Well,
the hesitation.
Let's think about this. What are we raising money for?
Toys.
Okay, toys.
For children.
For children.
Yeah, not for AJ.
Who are like in orphanages and who are in bad situations. Who, without these toys, will have nothing over the holidays.
Let's make that $75,000.
Okay, so we get the $75,000. You'll kiss a pig at the toy drive.
Sure. Do I get to choose the pig?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's just going to pick a package
a pig of your
prosciutto.
Choice.
It's I just like that he immediately knew. He's like, this is the threshold. It's right here.
Hold it. It has to be a live pig.
Yeah.
Live pig.
It can't just be bacon.
Can't be a PA. He's kissing bacon.
No, bacon doesn't get kissed. It gets consumed.
Right. That's right. That's right, Mayor.
Thank Don't you. Waste it.
All right. Very good. I love you, man. Thank you for doing this. You know what? We're going to get to 75 real fast at that toy drive, thanks to you.
Sounds great.
Fingers crossed. All right, Mayor. Appreciate
Thanks for having me. Yep,
all right.
Have a great day.
A passenger on Frontier Airlines demanded that an aircraft return to the gate at San Diego International Airport while shouting that she was the President of the United States. Here's a little bit of the meltdown.
If I was white in a suit, you would stop the plane. Laugh now. I am the president of this whole country. That's a damn bona fide word. Yes, I need to get off this plane. And I'm going to tell you straight up, don't you ever come against nobody because of their skin color again. You had enough time. I've seen Frontier do illegal stuff several times. I've been riding for the last 8 years. Don't tell me. You had enough time to stop that telepilot to not go. You just released him from the bank. I saw it out the window. I know it within my heart. I am an affirmed sovereign ruler here in the government. 7 continents I own. What comes around goes around. It's time now. Keep laughing. Watch what happens. You'll be expired just like your battery on your watch.
You know...
It was nuts, that last line. I was like, oh, you know what? I should be listening to this.
Yeah, that was like a Foxy Brown line right before she arrests somebody.
I love that.
The watch battery's expired, sugar. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's expired just like your battery on your watch.
Wonderful.
When I hear people like that, I'm like, what if they're right? What if they really are the president?
And they own
just
7.
The rest of us don't know.
Yeah.
7 whole continents, too.
I mean, she knew how many, so
that's pretty good.
Right? Like,
right, when you sprinkle in a little intelligence into one of those rants, you're like, maybe they know something I don't.
Yeah.
It's the bona fide truth.
The bona fide truth.
She started throwing around the SAT words. You're like, nope, that lady knows what she's talking about.
Have you ever encountered a crazy rant like this?
On an airplane? No, thankfully.
Oh, that
that's
would
my
worse.
Nightmare, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would just look down. I'd just pull out my phone and I would just look down. Like, I don't want to make eye contact. I don't want to have a conversation.
Well, no, because then you notice she was, if somebody was laughing or whatever, she was pointing out the people who were like eavesdropping on this conversation. So, yeah, when you encounter a crazy person, never make eye. It's like making eye contact with a chimp. It's just going to come right at you. You know?
Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's a. That's like
it's like
attention.
A challenge almost.
Yeah. Chimps see that as a
challenge. It's not, but it's not just chimps. It's like a lot of wild animals.
A lot of
they're like, if you make eye contact, you should look down. If you look down, it shows like, okay, I'm in your territory. I'm respecting your territory.
Exactly, yeah. And that was her plane. So she was the sovereign owner and president of that plane.
Now, what if you see someone doing karaoke? Do you make eye contact with the karaoke person, or do you look away?
Depends on the song, I think.
Oh, really?
Because if it's a love song, you don't want to make eye contact with the person, unless it's like, you know, your significant other. But if, you know.
I don't know. Maybe you want a litter of kittens.
There's karaoke. Have you heard of karaoke?
I feel like I do that every day because I own a cat and I sing in the shower. So maybe it's like a combination.
How do you sing, though? Do you go meow, 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 meow to like a song that you everybody knows?
Not unless I'm directly talking to the cat or referencing the Meow Mix commercials.
Everybody talks to their cat, right? That's normal?
Yeah, of course.
It's got to be normal.
Right, but when you talk to the cat, are you talking to the cat or are you in English?
Oh,
or
no,
you,
I speak in words. You're saying people meow?
Yeah.
Oh.
You are you going meow, 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 meow?
Well, no,
meow,
no,
meow?
That's just silly. Why would I talk to a cat and meows?
Right, because you don't even know what meow
know,
you're saying.
Exactly. I don't know cat. I know English, so I just have to talk to it in English and hope that it's picked up a few words.
Right. I just say kitty over and over. I don't say anything other than kitty. That's it.
My kitty.
Just
kitty. Knows, yeah, kitty, she knows she's fat. She knows she has a fat butt, and she knows food. She knows the sound of food hitting the bowl.
How does she know she has a fat butt?
Because I tell her quite frequently she has a fat butt.
Do you say, who's got a fat butt?
I do, and then I poke the butt. I go, who's got you got a fat butt. Look at that fat butt. You know, like, yeah.
We've avoided a lot of arguments in our household because, like, if I drop something that spills on the floor while I'm making dinner, I just blame the cat. I'm like, muffin! Come on!
Slap the cat. Oh, my God.
And now we're all laughing, and now it's not a big deal.
Yes. Any gas, whether it comes out the front or back... We're like, kitty!
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 Just blame it on the cat!
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know blaming it on the dog, but blaming it on the cat's a new one.
No, especially when it's obviously ridiculously not true. Yeah. I think it makes it very funny. Who burned the pizza? Muffin!
a cat expo in Cleveland this weekend. Cat lovers did karaoke, but they can only sing meow. Oh, we have to do this.
Wait till
we
you hear it.
We have to do this.
It's I'm in on this.
Are we doing
like, being
it
an event.
Today? Are we doing it stunt or stupid?
What maybe. Maybe. Well, let's hear it. Oh, my God.
No, not the best anthem.
Show off.
Right, that's somebody who knows they can sing.
That's wow. You know, I want to do it, but then that was fun. But then you're sitting through 4 minutes. Of
well, I mean, you don't have
waiting
to do
for the good ones too, right? These are the entertaining ones.
Yeah, do tequila.
Yeah.
That's how I would actually sing along to that song.
We have to do it.
This is my favorite.
Yes, that's the one.
Meow, meow, meow.
100%.
All right, we're going to find folks to compete in our karaoke competition at the Monsters Bowl for tickets for a show of maybe your choice. Probably your choice. All right, we're putting this together as we're on the air here. But, you know, karaoke is you just meow. You don't say the words to karaoke. You just meow.
Meow, okay. Meow.
Did Chris in Fairfield give you his song selection?
No, I thought we would guess together.
Okay.
I thought maybe it'd be a surprise and we'd try to figure out as he's singing.
Oh, I thought we'd play music behind him.
Oh, is that more complicated? I did not ask, so that's my bad.
What's your song?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
You have to guess.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a hard rocker from the last 20 years.
Okay, here we go.
Meow, 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 meow.
Is that a hairball or is that a hairball?
Are you singing the lyrics or the guitar lead? What are you singing?
The lyrics. Singing and meowing.
That sounded like Close My Eyes Forever by Ozzy, but that's
not the last 20 years.
I know, it's not the last 20 years. That's what threw me off.
That's Audio Slave, Show Me How to Live.
Oh,
very good.
And in the early dawn.
Oh.
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow.
It's better when you meow.
Yeah,
he's a good meower.
Meow, 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 meow.
Wow, that's very good.
Oh, yeah, this would go great with meows.
Yeah.
Was that Chris? Who was that?
Yeah, that was me.
All right, here we go.
Meow, 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 meow.
He's doing the Chris Cornell thing with meows.
And getting out of breath here.
Oh, so great.
That was well done.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, if you're coming to the Monsters Ball, you know, you have a shot at getting in.
Well, all right, thanks.
All right, let us know. All right. Derek?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, you're a big cat.
Yo, that with deep voice meow, I can't wait.
You're a big alley cat.
This is going to be interesting.
Okay. All right, do you need music or are you just doing it?
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
You guys can guess it, all right?
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow! Meow, meow, meow!
I have no idea what's going on, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I thought I had it during the meow, meow, meow part, but I lost it.
Did he get his tail stuck? In the door?
Meow, 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 meow.
Is this Mr. Brownstone?
Meow. No.
Damn.
Come on, the opening got to get it. Meow, meow, meow!
Zeppelin.
Oh,
you're singing the guitar part.
No, when he's screeching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a big cat. Keep that on the board forever.
That's tremendous.
Damn.
All right, Derek, are you coming to the Monsters Ball? And if you are, I think you're in the running.
Yeah.
All
right. Thank you, Derek.
One of these guys needs to dress like Mr. Mistopheles from Cats. Really, just seal the deal. They'll win the costume contest and the karaoke contest.
Boston John.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
That one I got.
Meow, 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 meow.
Everybody.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow.
Beautiful.
That was very good. All right, we're getting a lot of contenders here.
All right, so I'm in the running.
You're in the running. You're in the run.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, yeah, we could do a couple different people if you want to bring a couple people up with you. This is the preliminary. This is like American Idol where they just...
Right, yeah, yeah.
You get a ticket, you get a ticket, you get a ticket, you know.
Then you thin the herd a little closer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we got to figure out who's in the pool.
Pickles.
You're going to Derby.
Pickles.
Hey, man.
Hi.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Huh.
That's hot for teacher.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. How did I miss that one?
Well, because he didn't do the drum solo.
Very good, Pickles. Thank you.
Pickles is a good cat name, too.
Exactly. Yeah, he came in really prepared there.
That's right. He's got the name, too.
If only he had a little jingle bell around his neck.
Jessica and Trumbull.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I have one for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Go for it.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I feel like this is where AJ actually excels.
Yeah,
he can kind of pick melodies and put the lyrics. I can't do that.
Anybody?
No, no takers.
I'm trying. I'm
meow, 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 meow.
Don't stop believing.
Yes,
yes! You got me the second time.
Yeah, it took another verse.
You got me the second time.
Beautiful.
Good job. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, we would put her in the running. Absolutely.
All right. I think everybody's in.
Yeah.
We have not said no to anybody. We're just very entertained by this.
Now, would you start like that, or would you go meow, 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 meow?
Right,
meow,
you make
like,
everybody
try to do the piano part.
Yeah, you have the crowd meow the piano part with you, get everybody in the mood, and then you do the meow, 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 meow
on top.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The Reverend J.J. Hampton.
Hey, Rev.
What up, Vince? How you doing? How about this one? Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Wow, wow. Come on.
I know it.
It's the House of the Rising Sun.
Bingo.
Hey, we have a winner.
I speak JJ. I can translate.
I know you do.
He's the Reverend of Reefer, and I'm one of his deacons, so I have to be able to translate from pot-addled brain to English.
Oh, very good.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, brother. All right, we're doing karaoke, and we're trying out folks for the competition at the Chaz and AJ Monsters Ball at THC in Derby. The Zoo will be on stage, and we'll bring up three finalists to compete in front of everybody for cash and concert tickets.
Ooh.
Kevin in Southington.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I'm even allergic to cats. So, but here's the thing. I just thought of one thing. Here it is. Meow, 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 meow.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's Cat Scratch Fever, Ted Nugent. Love it.
There, that's it.
It's thematic. It's perfect.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, he's doing the finish.
Very good.
Everybody's having such a good time, they go back for a second verse, you know?
Right. You don't want it to end. Once you start meowing, you don't want it to end.
It's a thing. Like, it vibrates. It feels, like, weird, and you're like, yeah, it feels good to meow.
Yeah.
It's massaging your brain.
It's, like, comfortable.
AJ's on the phone. Hey.
Hello.
What's going on with you?
I can't determine if it was either. I have this guilty pleasure of these microwave burritos that you buy in the store.
Oh, no.
In the frozen food section. So I had two of those for lunch yesterday. Or it might have been the Southwestern sauce I used on my salad yesterday. But I suspect one of those two is the culprit. I went to
was there anything
8:30.
You took in yesterday that wasn't garbage?
Salad. I had salad.
Oh, you had salad.
Yeah, put Southwest dressing on my salad. And I had chicken, white meat chicken with that salad. Oh,
so you had something healthy, and you said, you know what this needs? A little garbage.
Some fat. Some sugar.
I can live with that. Sure.
Yeah, no, that's what I think, too. I look at food, I'm like, that looks too healthy. I got to do something to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Like pizza, like people who dip their pizza in ranch dressing. I'm like, well, let's go one more time. Yeah. Yeah, so I suspect one of those two, but I went to bed at 8:30 and it started hitting me around like 9:45 and then it just ramped up through the whole evening like a hurricane. It just got just waves and yada yada, and around midnight's when my stomach said, you know something, I feel like joining my ass in this, and decided to do a duet.
Oh. He has a way with words, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. The bottom section did the bass, and the top part did the alto. Yes.
Have you checked the expiration dates on any of these things?
No, I just eat and keep going.
How old is this salad dressing we're talking about?
The dressing it wasn't old when I bought it.
What year did you buy it?
Yeah, right.
It was 74. It was a really good year.
That was a great year for salad dressing.
That is such an AJ answer, by the way. It wasn't old when I bought it.
Right, yes.
It was in the same color interior of my dad's Maverick.
Yeah.
That might sound better, man.
Yeah. Do you think it's food poisoning, or do you think you suspect it's something more?
Oh, I think it's food poisoning because you know I keep tasting it, you know, like I'm still tasting.
Well, if you're vomiting, you're going to do that.
Oh my God, yeah, and I haven't done that in a while, so I'm like, well, that was a pleasant experience, especially when you're going to have a hernia surgery again later next month.
Right. You know? Well, Ruth brought this up. We were talking this morning, and last year at this time, you and I were supposed to go to the Marconi's, and at the very last minute, you got sick.
That's right.
Yeah, and we said, you know what? We think you should go to the hospital, and you ended up going to the hospital, and they're like, oh, we need to cut you open right now.
Yeah, right? There was a flare fish time, yes.
Yeah, and so I ended up going to the Marconi's on my own. So now today is the Connecticut Broadcasters Association awards ceremony. And we are supposed to go together.
Oh, man.
And we're up for an award, and you're not going.
Too creepy.
And here you are, sick, and I'm telling you to go to the hospital. Mm. And it just seems like there's some October curse at work here.
You know, October has not been good to me lately.
Yeah.
You know?
Lately.
Last year was the triple crown. Remember? Last year I caught COVID for the first time after dodging it for almost 4 years. And then I broke my toe in the stupid door in the hotel in L.A. And then I had the hernia operation.
That was all in October?
That was all in October.
And then you still got in the box. And we were all like, maybe
you
should take a break. Come back together.
No, the box would save me. It's like box of solitude.
Yeah, protected him from the outside world.
Do you remember he called it the box of solitude?
In here, I can be free.
Exactly.
It saved him. I'd rather be in this box all night outside in the cold, bleeding from surgery, than be with you people in a nice warm studio.
Everybody else on the planet looks at this scenario as torture. AJ looks at it as a refuge. He's like, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
The one break I get per year.
And sit in the box. Field dresses wounds.
People bring me snacks.
Right.
People bring me drinks.
People say thank you.
They wave to me.
Everyone's taking pictures with me. They're posting with me. I'm the subject of every break on the radio station.
Yeah, it's like that baby hippo
at
the zoo.
I live for this moment.
Right.
Well, yeah.
he's still thinking about it. He's waiting. It's like a month away. He's waiting for the box.
We've had meetings. There's been years. It's like, we can't keep doing this. AJ's like, no, this is my thing. We're doing it.
He pines for the box.
Right. It's been suggested that we could potentially make more money if I went in.
Right.
And
No.
No, it's my thing. My thing.
And now we know why.
Yeah. The box of solitude.
This is what's taking away from everybody.
Brown Roofing's doing the box this year. I got to get them on the phone. We got to make this box like to where he never wants to do it again.
Yeah.
And you guys called to make sure it was okay.
Now we're figuring out ways to stuff you in a box.
We sure did. Then we heard you were. It's like, okay, let's get him back.
Yeah. All right. Feel better.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. All right. Keep us posted. And on the phone right now, you've heard her voice like a million times, but probably don't know what she looks like. Maybe if you follow TikTok. She's possibly the most famous female voice on the planet. Can you play some clips?
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, you may dial it at any time.
Kristen D. Mercurio, thanks for coming on.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I love your TikToks.
Well, thank you so much.
How did you discover that you had this voice?
Honestly, the first time I did it, I was just imitating what I'd heard on phone trees before. I started doing this about 10 years ago. And slowly, I have started taking over many of the voices that I imitated.
That's hysterical.
Updated quality.
Oh, wow. So the people who were doing the original voice are like, yeah, now you got to pay me. And they're like, yeah, we don't. We're going to get Kristen. We'll pay Kristen good money, but not the crazy money you're asking for. Is that kind of what happened?
Well, so it's sort of, I sort of got into voiceover in the very beginning of the gig economy age. And I think things just sort of snowballed from there, where it was a quantity over, well, not to say over quality thing, but I did a lot of jobs for very cheap about 10 years ago.
Right. You paid your dues. Yeah. Any success story, you hear the beginning and they were just doing it for free, just for the love.
Definitely.
Yeah. Have you turned down any jobs because you didn't feel like it was a good fit for you?
I've definitely turned down some jobs in the past. Occasionally, I get asked to do political ads or, I mean, certain content, especially when you're a woman and you first start voiceover, you start getting requests for some crazy stuff if you're selling your voiceover online and you have to put up some boundaries for you.
Oh,
yep.
So do you have, like, an OnlyFans? Do you go on there and do, like, requests for people?
Sexy voicemails.
I do not have an OnlyFans. I think I would be living in a much bigger house if I did.
Probably would. Where do you live? What state are you out of?
I'm in California. I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for waking up in the middle of the night for coming on with us.
No worries. My cat is thrilled to have me up at 6.
Okay. All right. Have you done any karaoke? We were talking about this earlier.
Karaoke.
Do you know what that is?
Will you sing to your cat?
Kind of. Phil's going to play you a clip. This is becoming a thing now. Now, hear me out on this, Kristen. All right, we got the like most famous female voice doing meow 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 on TikTok. I'm telling you.
You know what? That could be my next hit to TikTok.
Don't even make an explanation.
No,
just post it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is, which song am I doing karaoke
right. Which
to?
Song would you do?
That's important.
If you were doing karaoke, which song would you do?
Oh, if I was doing karaoke?
Yeah.
Ooh. One time I have to put karaoke. I thought it'd be really funny to do the song Macho Man. That song is like 8 minutes long. Worst decision I've ever
is
made.
It is really it that long?
That's a long
It feels 8 minutes.
It felt like 8 minutes. I don't know how long it actually is, but it was too long for the bit.
Right. So karaoke, you want something short. You want it upbeat. Like my go-to is 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
Oh, wow.
It's short. Perfect. It's upbeat.
One.
You get everybody doing the da-da-da-da. You can best believe that. Yeah, that's right. There is this whole middle part.
It's over 5 minutes.
Again and again.
Meow, 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 meow.
You know, it works.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, this is good.
You'll end up on a cat food commercial if you're not careful.
Yeah. Meow, meow,
that's
meow,
it.
Meow, 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 meow.
We're going to get her a cat food commercial with this.
Oh!
Is this weirder than phone sex? Or what? Like, we're asking to meow. Like.
Yeah, I guess it is
it
weirder.
It might pay the same, actually.
It's very niche. I'll give you that.
How many followers do you have on TikTok?
As of this morning, I actually just checked. I'm at like 560,000 followers.
It's insane.
Which is crazy.
How long have you been
that's
on TikTok?
Insane. Well, technically, I've been on TikTok for about a year, but I didn't used to post very often. I sort of gave myself a little challenge in September, where I was going to post every day for a month and just sort of see what happened, and boy, did it happen.
Wow. That's really the key.
Yeah, consistency.
Yeah, I guess that is.
Yeah, yeah. But
you
also,
just, you know,
it's wild hearing the voice that you hear all the time. But seeing the face at the same time. It's a weird...
Right. And she's not doing time and temperature, you know what I mean? Like she's actually saying real words. She's talking to you. Yeah.
Well, so what stuff that you do now that we would recognize?
Well, these days I do a lot of audiobooks for Penguin Random House. So, you know, you could be heard like chapter one, you know, I've done a lot of those.
Right. I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
I've done a lot of audiobooks. I've done a few indie video games. And, you know, I still am plugging away at all that online voiceover, just sort of phone trees, mom and pop shops. But my big thing, honestly, that people tend to recognize me from is I have in the past done a lot of onboarding videos for some big companies. Like if you work in the Amazon warehouse and you have to watch the fire safety video, that's me.
Really?
You know,
can we pull that up?
I am looking for it right now.
Amazon fire safety video.
You might be able to find it. I never tried to find it, actually. I figured it was all internal.
It
might be.
They send you the copy and you read it, or is there a director in a booth and it's like, hold on, more cowbell, please. You know, do you get direction?
Totally depends on the gig. Sometimes they just send it to you and you send it back. Whenever, for things like audiobooks, you've always got a director in your ear. You can be sent to a booth for different commercials. It's completely different job to job.
Kristen D. Mercurio is on, and she's... got 500 and something thousand followers on TikTok, and she's the voice of many, many things. And then you see her TikTok, you're like, oh, wow, this is cool. I'm seeing the face with the voice. And it's not disappointing, by the way. You know how many, like, I'm on the radio, you know how many times I hear, like, oh, so this is what you look like. I'm like, thanks. I'm a lot taller on the radio.
I always get that as bands.
What's
whenever
that?
I listen to like a band, I always get that with bands. You listen to a band you really like and you really love their music and you see a picture of them and you're like,
okay, yeah. It's like reading
your experience.
Reading a book, everybody in there, you picture a certain way.
Right.
Then the movie comes out and it forces everybody to have the same character.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
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 Did we find a video or no?
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah.
I think Amazon has kept
so that's
that pretty...
Yeah, the thing about doing those back-end things. They sometimes never see the light of day unless you work there, I guess.
Right. I had an Amazon package delivered to me yesterday.
Here we go.
I had five packages, and I brought them in the house, and I was sorting them out, my wife, and then I said, I'm like, there's a dead bug on this one. And I look, and I'm like, is that a dead cockroach? And as I'm looking at it, I see the antenna start to move. I'm like, oh this thing is still alive. So I started walking towards the door, and it starts moving. And I'm like, this thing's going to jump. And if it goes under my fridge, I'm done. Oof. So I drop the package on the ground. I stomp it with my, I had my slippers on. I take the slipper off, and I pick up the packages. I carry them outside. My trash cans that are normally in the garage are now down at the bottom of the turnaround. And there are kids playing down there. And I'm like, I'm not going to be this guy walking down with one slipper and Amazon packages and then sorting through like packages down. Like, that's too weird to explain. So I go in the back of the house and sort out all the garbage. Anyway, come to find out, you're not supposed to stomp on a cockroach because you could spread the eggs everywhere. So I've been freaking out. Anyway,
yeah.
You have any videos about that?
No, but there's starting a need, today, if I not. Probably will. That's some gold right there.
That's your next
everybody
video.
Everybody wants to watch that.
Yeah. All right, I have another idea for you for a video, then I'm going to let you go. And I appreciate your success. And I love hearing when good people just stumble on and through hard work find success.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
See, this is what you need to do. You need to pull up to a McDonald's drive-thru. All right? And you just go back at them with these random quotes and just video that. And then get their permission to post it, and then post it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know who I have used the voice on before? I love using the voice on telemarketers.
Oh, that is gold. That is gold.
You've got to record that.
That's a whole separate TikTok account where you do just that.
Yeah. That's tremendous.
Transition to print.
All right, we're going
to consider to make it like writing up a script and then and recording a whole thing that people could play whenever they get a spam call, or just to really
like a soundboard.
Yes, your own soundboard.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So you're just at the beginning of this trip here. There's a lot for you to do, and we have ideas. So we don't like doing things, potential. But we like to come up with ideas.
We're ideas guys. We're pitchmen.
So we'll be in touch with you real soon. We're going to link all your stuff up on WPLR.com, Kristen D. Mercurio, actress, voice actress, singer. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. This was very fun.
We're going to look for your meow video.
Wow. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.